So, John, we're talking about loving leadership and, you know, your view of what examples of good loving leadership and when you come across in business appalling loving leadership. So what's your thoughts?
I think in terms of appalling leadership, what you see so often is what I call aggressive leadership, where something has to happen because they want it to be their way and nothing else matters. And nobody else has a say in it. If it doesn't happen their way, then they'll, you know, step over people to make sure it happens that way. I think so often in business, it's a dilemma, it's a dichotomy in some ways. You've got three areas to consider. You've got to consider the values of the company you work for. You've got to consider the individual you're dealing with or the group of people you're dealing with and what they think about life. You know, what is it that they want out of life? Particularly if you're dealing with an individual, you know, what is it that drives them? Particularly the situation is rather awkward. Then, of course, the third dimension is your own values. And it's getting the balance right between them so that when you take a decision in leadership terms, you're true to yourself, you're true to the company's values, and even though the individual himself or herself feels they've been disadvantaged by your decision, in the long term they come to realise that it was the right decision to take. So you can't be soft all the time, you have to be hard sometimes. Be hard knowing the impact your decision will have and what will come out of it as a result. When you're looking at, when you're talking to people about grievances they've got. And I've spent a number of time chairing grievance cases.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to condemn the individual. You've got to think about their future, what their life is as people, what self-respect they've got. The last thing you want to do is damage their self-respect, so much so you damage them as their employees that come on.
Brilliant.
And that's what it's about, in my view.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Okay.
Great. So, what happens there?